Liber 777, the Celestial Sanctum. Dear Fraters and Sorors, all people seek happiness, but few know how to find it. If this is the case, it is so because most think that it is found through material comforts, while a few are convinced that a life dedicated exclusively to spiritual goals will make happiness possible. Yet neither way of understanding life is ideal, because happiness arises from a state of perfect balance between material needs and spiritual aspirations. The ideal path to follow to achieve this state is that of mysticism, which can be defined as being the study and application of laws that unite people with the Creator. By respecting these laws, all people are allowed to live in harmony with themselves, with others, and with their natural environment. Harmony with oneself. The harmony we must maintain with regard to ourselves involves the body, mind, and emotions. Obviously, if we continually violate natural laws, we cannot maintain good health. We must therefore treat our body with the greatest respect and not compromise its harmony. An unbalanced or excessive diet, lack of rest, and insufficient exercise are a few of the elements which disturb our body's equilibrium. The same principle also applies to our mind. Because we live on the earthly plane, we must rely on its particular faculties. Reason is one of the most important, because our daily life is conditioned by our proper judgments. The more we apply our reason to healthy and useful reflections, the more we make it as it was meant to be, an instrument designed to express the best in ourselves. By using our reason to concentrate on useless and impure matters, we break the harmonious link that unites it with our soul. It is important, therefore, to reflect on subjects that are worthy of a mystic's consideration. Reading interesting works, watching uplifting movies, and meditating upon the great issues of life are activities which help us to maintain harmony within our mind. As for the emotions, it is important to know that feelings based on anger, pride, jealousy, and spitefulness, etc., are quite harmful to our emotional well-being and consequently to our physical equilibrium. Even without going to the extremes we have just mentioned, feelings of fear, anxiety, and distress are equally damaging to the general harmony that should prevail on all levels of our being. Thus, we must do everything within our power to harmonize ourselves with the rhythm of pure and constructive emotions. We cannot know peace profound as long as we remain in a negative or discordant emotional state. Harmony with others. In the introduction to this booklet, we mentioned the harmony that must be maintained between ourselves and others. It is impossible for us to evolve or even live without frequent contact with others. Humans, as incarnated beings, are not as self-sufficient as they may believe themselves to be. Community life is a necessity, because no individual, no matter how independent he or she may be, can live happily and unfold fully without satisfying an innate need for communication. It is this gregarious instinct that has compelled people to live in society and to make that society the guarantor for the well-being of the family. Since we all are dependent upon other people, it is important that our relationships are never based on coercion or domination. In other words, we should do everything possible to preserve harmony in the family and to live in good understanding with all those we come in contact with, whether in the realm of family or professional life, or on the more general level of the whole of humanity. Indeed, nothing is more distressing on the inner level than continually living in an atmosphere of conflict. Any situation of discord between ourselves and others should be avoided, because these situations carry within them the seed of the wars that ravage the world. Harmony must be the golden rule within family life and that of society. This does not mean that all individuals must think, speak, and act alike, because uniformity is the enemy of evolution. This simply means that we should live together in mutual respect, desiring to serve others by setting aside our differences. Harmony with nature. Let us now examine the harmony which should be maintained between ourselves and our natural environment. This is so self-evident that it should not even need to be discussed. Unfortunately, however, all we need to do is look around us to observe how we humans, either through laziness, negligence, or greed, have disrupted the ecological balance of our surroundings. The pollution of the atmosphere, oceans, and groundwater, the excessive deforestation all over the planet, the slaughter of plant and animal species to the point of extinction, and the genetic manipulation of food crops. Nevertheless, nature still has its laws, and people have obligations in this regard. Because we have not understood and respected the laws of nature, we have continued to destroy and impair our environment, and now we suffer the consequences of our actions, individually or collectively. This is why all people must become aware that the natural order to which we owe our lives cannot be disrupted with impunity. Once again, mysticism is the royal path which will allow humanity to be reconciled with nature. Without such reconciliation, humanity is doomed to self-destruction because, whether we are conscious of it or not, any violation carried out against the environment is detrimental to us and endangers the survival of the human species. In summarizing the main themes in this introduction to the Liber 777, let us state that happiness is in proportion to the state of harmony that each person maintains within themselves, with other people, and with nature. The more aware we are that our well-being depends on this harmony, the more we will feel the necessity and desire to maintain it in our human relationships and natural surroundings. Each individual who realizes this state of consciousness is aware that only a single cosmic harmony, and not several types of harmony, manifest at different levels and in diverse realms. The Celestial Sanctum. Definition of the Celestial Sanctum. One of the goals of Rosicrucian philosophy is to give every human being the means for living in cosmic harmony on the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual planes. The mystical teachings that Rosicrucians receive within the framework of their affiliation contribute greatly to this. To allow them to realize total harmony with the most positive universal forces, due to its traditional and initiatic nature, the ancient and mystical order Rosicrucis integrates within its egregore a field of cosmic energy from which benefits can be obtained after a person knows how to establish contact with this energy. This field of energy, limited neither by time nor space, constitutes what Rosicrucian tradition designates as the celestial sanctum. From the Rosicrucian viewpoint, the celestial sanctum represents the highest plane of consciousness that can be achieved when attuning oneself with the cosmic. This level of consciousness is the virtual expression of what the Rose Croix, as a mystical and philosophical ideal, provides as the purest gift in the service of humanity. This is why you can consider the celestial sanctum as the realm of purification, regeneration, revelation, and illumination. If this is so, it is because any contact established with the celestial sanctum places the human soul in resonance with the universal soul and with all of the potential for strength, inspiration, and wisdom contained therein. For all the members of Amorc, the celestial sanctum constitutes a pyramid of ideals, knowledge, and virtues, at the symbolic summit of which are the cosmic masters who keep watch over the Rosicrucian tradition. This is why most mystical experiences had by Rosicrucians while engaged in their private studies are found at the level of the celestial sanctum. Visualization of the Celestial Sanctum. As just stated, the Celestial Sanctum is not, strictly speaking, a place. However, we all know how difficult it is for the human mind to conceive of a field of cosmic energy in the abstract. That is why Rosicrucians use a technique for raising the consciousness towards this field of energy. Before presenting this technique to you, it is essential that you conceive your own visualization of the celestial sanctum, because you will be able to contact it only if you can see it mentally. Therefore, it is up to you to create your own way of imagining this symbolic place. Some Rosicrucians visualize it as a cathedral or a church, others as a mosque, synagogue, or some other kind of building dedicated to a particular faith. Still others resonate with a natural environment such as a mountain, forest, or body of water. Naturally, many of them visualize it in the form of a Rosicrucian temple. In fact, there are as many ways of imagining the celestial sanctum as there are individuals manifesting a desire to attain it. What is most important is that our visualization of this exalted place evokes within us the most beautiful emotions toward the divine. The ascent to the celestial sanctum. Whenever you wish to ascend to the celestial sanctum, that is, to the highest plane of consciousness where one may attain harmonization with the cosmic and receive its blessings, proceed in the following manner. Wash your hands as a sign of bodily purification and dry them well. Then drink a glass of water to symbolize your desire to be as pure as possible on the inner plane. The more your actions and thoughts express your humility and respect toward the divine, the more you bring together the ideal conditions for a conscious harmonization with the celestial sanctum. When this is done, sit in a quiet place with your back as straight as possible and your feet flat on the ground and slightly apart. Place your hands on your thighs, palms down. Close your eyes and spend a few moments taking deep breaths. This is done by inhaling and exhaling deeply through the nose, evenly and rhythmically, and without any interruption between your inhalations and exhalations. Once you feel perfectly relaxed, breathe normally, and while remaining in the same position, recite the following invocation, either mentally or in a low voice. May the sublime essence of the cosmic infuse my being and cleanse me of all impurities of mind and body, so that I may enter the celestial sanctum and attune in all purity and perfect dignity. So mote it be. As you will notice, this invocation has no religious or sectarian nature whatsoever. Its goal is simply to express your desire to the cosmic for the attainment of the celestial sanctum in consciousness in order to communicate with the wisdom that it symbolizes on the mystical plane. Moreover, it places your spiritual communion under the protection of the egregore of the order, so that no negative influences can be exerted on you while you are in this inner state. After reciting this invocation, begin to imagine that you are ascending to your celestial sanctum. In other words, visualize that you are ascending above the room where you are, above your house, your town, your country, all the while going farther and farther away from Earth, until you see it only as a sphere rotating slowly by itself in space. After contemplating Earth for a few moments, turn your gaze toward the infinite cosmic and continue your spiritual ascent until you perceive your celestial sanctum as you have decided to visualize it. It is at this moment that you should imagine it in the form of a cathedral, church, mosque, synagogue, Rosicrucian temple, or landscape. The fact that you see it rising in the cosmos and bathed in astral light should fill you with an indescribable inner joy. If you choose to visualize your celestial sanctum as a particular kind of building, imagine yourself entering and going to a place of your choice where you will sit down. There, while sitting completely relaxed, mentally contemplate the wonders offered for your admiration. Stained glass windows, sculptures, paintings, statues, colonnades, archways, and generally speaking, all of the elements which are part of the setting in a place dedicated to prayer and meditation. To this visual beauty, you can add the distinct impression of hearing music that is particularly inspiring. You can also imagine the odor of incense pervading this place in which you have found yourself mentally. Thus, your visualization of the celestial sanctum will lead you to become unaware of your body and of the earthly world, so that you will live completely at the level of the soul. Having reached this level, your thoughts and emotions should be imprinted with a great serenity and well-being that no physical satisfaction can bring about. if you prefer to visualize your celestial sanctum as a landscape, at the last moment of your ascent, you should merge into it completely and become a part of it. In other words, you should find yourself in a forest, or at the ocean's shore, or a river bank, or beside a lake, in the midst of a meadow, or generally in the natural setting that you have chosen for your visualization. Once again, it is important that your mental images include colors, odors, sounds, etc. For instance, you can imagine the blueness of the sky, the fragrance of flowers, the song of birds, the murmur of waves, and the blowing of the wind, and so on. As previously mentioned, it is crucial that you lose consciousness of your physical body and surroundings, for this is the condition for you to receive the influx of the most subtle vibrations from the cosmic. Once you are in your celestial sanctum, let yourself be enfolded in the sacred, inspiring, and comforting feelings which reign there. With body and soul bathing in this atmosphere, the time has arrived for you to express to the God of your heart the reasons that have drawn you to retire to this place of high spirituality. If a health problem is involved, refer to it mentally, as though you were informing the most pure cosmic intelligence conceivable about this. If your presence in the celestial sanctum involves a desire to be enlightened concerning some family, social, professional, or other problem, proceed in the same way. If your goal is simply to pray or meditate upon some philosophical subject, do it in this harmonious setting and proceed according to your feelings. After mentally presenting the reason that drew you to ascend to the celestial sanctum, do not think about it anymore. Remaining completely within the harmonious atmosphere that reigns there, place yourself in a state of total receptivity. If you reach this state, it is at this exact moment that you will receive a spiritual influx that will comfort you, revitalize you, inspire you, or bring you the answer that you are seeking, and so on. This does not mean that you will be immediately conscious of receiving this influx, because it is situated at a psychic level, which transcends our objective self. However, as the hours or days go by, you will begin to notice the full impact that this cosmic communion will have on you and those around you. In fact, we can state that such a spiritual contact always results in beneficial effects. This is why, despite all appearances, it is impossible to fail when experiencing the celestial sanctum. Even if you have the impression that you failed to raise yourself to the plane of consciousness symbolized by the celestial sanctum, you are mistaken, because failure is impossible at the level of the soul. At the end of this period of receptivity, return gradually to the objective plane. See yourself mentally leaving your celestial sanctum, and imagine yourself journeying back on the path you followed for the ascent. As you return to objective consciousness, open your eyes and say the following invocation mentally or in a low voice. May the cosmic sanctify my contact with the celestial sanctum. So mote it be. Periods of ascent to the celestial sanctum. In the definition of the celestial sanctum, we stated specifically that it is not a place. It is a field of cosmic energy, a level of high spirituality, an exalted plane of consciousness which completely transcends the limits of time and space. This means that no matter where you might be, it is possible to ascend to its heights at any time. In other words, it is not necessary to observe a definite time to enter the celestial sanctum. As soon as you feel the desire or need to enter, and if nothing prevents it from happening on the human level, its doors are wide open to you at any time of the day or night. Moreover, there is no need to go to a church, mosque, synagogue, or some other earthly temple to practice this exercise. The only requirement is that you be in a peaceful and quiet setting. Moreover, it is even possible to contact the celestial sanctum at night, while lying in bed, just prior to falling asleep. In fact, this is what most Rosicrucians do, for they have learned through experience that such a cosmic communion promotes a more restful sleep, often accompanied by unusually mystical dreams. It may be useful to specify that you need not ascend to your celestial sanctum only when you are confronted with health problems or material difficulties. Whenever you become aware that someone needs help, allow your consciousness to ascend to the celestial sanctum and ask the cosmic to grant its support and inspiration to that person. If you do this with an attitude of perfect sincerity, you will notice how effective this method of helping others is. In another context, you can also perform this exercise solely for the inner pleasure it provides. This means that you can ascend to the celestial sanctum for no special reason. In fact, we always have at least one good reason for wanting to reach this particular state of consciousness: to petition for the happiness of others and for peace on earth. We have explained that everyone has his or her own celestial sanctum because the understanding one has of this varies from person to person. However, in the absolute sense, you should be aware that the spiritual plane where it is situated is the same for everyone who finds themselves there at a given moment. This means that the manner of ascending to the celestial sanctum is individual, yet all those who congregate there, in reality, meet in the same field of cosmic energy. Consequently, whether we are cognizant of it or not, we are never alone in the celestial sanctum. Actually, among Rosicrucians throughout the world, there are always some who, at every hour of the day or night, ascend to its heights to pray, meditate, enter into communion, or petition for cosmic aid. This explains why so many encounters occur in the celestial sanctum. In effect, this symbolic place is used by most Rosicrucians to contact other members of the order or to commune with the invisible masters. It needs to be mentioned at this point that the Imperator and the various Grand Masters of Amorque are the supreme officers of the celestial sanctum. As such, they conduct regular mystical convocations at the level of this exalted cosmic place. During these convocations, where Rosicrucians from every jurisdiction in the world meet in consciousness, certain important messages, which cannot be translated on the objective plane, are delivered. In addition to the interest they present on the level of consciousness, such messages have the advantage of not being limited by language barriers, for they speak directly to the soul consciousness and completely transcend the meaning and value of words. We cannot, within the scope of this recording, enlarge further on this point, for experience alone will assist one in understanding what such messages consist of and how they are perceived. To conclude this presentation of the Celestial Sanctum, we suggest that you take full advantage of all the benefits you may obtain on all levels. In itself, the Celestial Sanctum constitutes one of the most effective means for communing with the cosmic and for receiving solace, inspiration, and protection. Consequently, it would be an oversight on your part to neglect going to this symbolic place, which the Rose Croix have placed at your disposal. If at some time you experience a particularly significant contact in your Celestial Sanctum, do not hesitate to let us know. Send an email to instruction@rosicrucian.org to the attention of the Grand Master. You will not necessarily receive a response to your note, since it is difficult for someone else to interpret any experience of this kind. However, please know that it will be read with the greatest attention. May the cosmic forever guide your steps on the path that leads to peace profound, and may the Celestial Sanctum be your privileged way of finding this path.